Hoy en Músicas del Mundo nos vamos al país donde todo es posible, al país de los sueños, al país de los cuentos de hadas. Nada mejor para guiarnos en este viaje que dejarnos llevar por la mano de dos de los compositores más prolíficos y amables de la industria, tanto cinematográfica como teatral. Richard Rodgers y Oscar Hammerstein II. Esta pareja es responsable de algunas de las obras más populares en la historia de Broadway, incluyendo éxitos como Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, The King and I o The Sound of Music. Tras su éxito en escena, todas estas comedias fueron llevadas al cine y se convirtieron en los más notables ejemplos en el cine musical. En este caso, el proceso de elaboración fue tal vez el inverso a aquel en el que estamos acostumbrados. Un buen día, el agente de Julie Andrews, la inolvidable Mary Poppins, los contactó. Su representada, tras haber conquistado Broadway como la Eliza Doolittle de My Fair Lady y que fuera reemplazada por Audrey Hepburn en la versión cinematográfica, andaba en busca de compositor que quisiera escribir para ella su próximo éxito. Ella soñaba con una versión del cuento de Charles Perrault, Cenicienta. Y dicho y hecho, como los mismos compositores contaron después, no había mayor sueño que escribir para la voz de la Andrews. Y pasaron del sueño a la realidad, y en marzo de 1957 estrenaron directamente para televisión, para la CBS, este musical, Cinderella. Escuchen a Julie Andrews cantando Impossible, It's Possible, donde nos recuerda que, como ella consiguió, nada está fuera de nuestro alcance si lo soñamos. For a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible. For a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. Such folderol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible. But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules. And won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Impossible. 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 Impossible things are happening every day. Is that true, Godmother?
Well, yes, I suppose so, in a way.
Then I continue to build up my impossible hope for tonight. And I officially wish...
Officially wish?
I officially wish and wish and wish all those things I said about the pumpkin and the mice and the rats.
Impossible.
Just the same, I'm wishing it.
Impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be four white horses. They will. Such folderol and fiddle-dee-dee, of course, is impossible.
But the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. Look! Godmother,
I had to do it. I had to do it. You wished for it so hard, I just had to do it.
Oh, Godmother, what a beautiful dress.
Oh, this old thing. It's 832 years old.
Oh, but where are you going?
Why, I'm going to take you to the ball.
Oh, but I've nothing to wear.
Who says you haven't? Look at yourself.
Oh, how beautiful.
Come on now, the ball will be over before you get there.
a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. It's possible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage.
And four white mice are easily turned to horses.
Such hol-de-rol and fiddly-dee, of course, is quite possible.
It's possible.
For the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things are happening every day. It's possible. It's possible. It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.
It's possible.